We're beginning the 15th chapter of Ezekiel. In this chapter, God is taking the example of the need to burn up a vine because it is useless, because it is not bringing forth any fruit, and it has no other need to exist. He's taking that example and applying it to the city of Jerusalem to show why that Jerusalem also is in a position to be destroyed, that there's no need to let Jerusalem exist any longer because Jerusalem has now become very useless to him, and consequently the only thing left for Jerusalem then is to be destroyed. And he uses the example of burning up a useless vine to carry this message out. Now Ezekiel has been told time and time again that Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. He's been told about the sin of Jerusalem, but it seems that this chapter is just one more of God's methods to impress upon Ezekiel not only the fact that Jerusalem is going to be destroyed, but the necessity of it. It is a perfectly compatible thing in the line of all of God's dealings with things. It is compatible for Jerusalem to be destroyed because Jerusalem has gotten into the position of being useless. And it begins this parable in the first verse by saying, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest?" Now, when you stop and compare the vine tree with other trees, you see that it is most valuable in that it brings forth fruit. It's a very beneficial plant to have. It's a very beneficial tree or vine to have because of the fruit that it produces. Now we have some other trees that are mighty trees of the forest that are beneficial because of the shade, beneficial because of the wood they bring forth, the lumber that they are fruitful for. You can build houses out of them and other articles. But this vine tree, it's beneficial because of the great fruit that it brings forth. And when it doesn't bring forth fruit, then it has lost its benefit. It's not near as valuable as any other tree of the forest when it has stopped bringing forth fruit. And so he asked this question, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men make a pen of it to hang any vessel thereon? I mean, it's just no good for lumber. You can't take it and do any work with it. You can't make anything. You can't even make a pin to hang a vessel on. That's how useless it is whenever you compare it with the other trees of the forest, whenever it has stopped bringing forth fruit. He says in verse 4, "Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meat for any work?" So the only thing that it's good for when it has stopped bearing fruit, the only thing it's good for is to be cast into the fire for fuel. That's the main thing left for it then, is just to be burned. You burn both ends of it, you burn the middle of it, and it's not appropriate for any kind of work. So the teaching here is that once a vine has stopped producing fruit, then the only thing left for it, when you compare it with the other trees of the forest, the only thing left for it is to be cast into the fire and burned, both ends and the middle, and then it surely isn't appropriate for any kind of work. He says in verse 5, "Behold, when it was whole, it was meat for no work. How much less shall it be meat for any work when the fire hath devoured it and it is burned?" It just goes from one bad state to another. If it's not fit for any work when it's whole, when it's alive, when it's growing, then the appropriate thing to do to it is to burn it, and then it's sure enough not fit for any work. That doesn't make it any better for work. There's nothing left of it then. It is devoured, it's destroyed. And so we can see then how this applies to a vine, how that a vine is really a very useless plant if it doesn't bring forth some kind of fruit. It just doesn't compare to any other tree, and it's not even allowed to continue to exist. It's to be burned for fuel. So in verse 6, he shows how this is compared to the city of Jerusalem. "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So he's comparing it. Just as surely as the vine tree, when you compare it to the other trees of the forest and find that its purpose is to be for fuel, it can't be used like the other trees can be, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is also going to be just simply used for fuel. It's going to be used for the burning. And after it's burned, and then there's not going to be anything of any value left of it. That's going to be the end of it. And we see Moses in Deuteronomy 32 when he's giving a prophecy about the problems that can come upon Jerusalem, about the apostasy of this people of Israel. He describes a very similar thing about the vine. In Deuteronomy 32, beginning with verse 32, he says, "For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of asps." So you see, when this vine, although it is so fruitful and so beneficial, when it's bringing forth the right kind of fruit, when it turns so that its fruit is no longer acceptable, its fruit is going to be detrimental or dangerous, its fruit is like that of Sodom or Gomorrah, it's bringing forth the wrong kind of fruits, the wrong kind of works, then it is fit for nothing then except to be cast into the fire and burn. It's not good for any work. And that's what had happened to Jerusalem. Jerusalem had so perverted the worship of God, they had so turned from the original plan and purpose that God had for them in their practice and in their worship, that now they were just like a vine that had started producing the fruit of Sodom and Gomorrah. The wine of this vine was like the poison of asp. It was not good. And so he says, "So will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem, just like a vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I've given to the fire for fuel." That's all they're going to be good for. Put in the fire and burn them up as fuel. Verse 7, "And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them." So they're going to have a series of fires, a series of burnings. And if one is able to escape one fire, he says, there's another fire that shall devour them. Just to get away from one doesn't mean that they're going to have any security or peace or safety. It just means that there's another that will get them eventually on down the line. They're going to be consumed. They're going to be destroyed because they had gotten to the point where they were fit for nothing now but to be burned like a useless vine. And he says, "You shall know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them." Now this is the ultimate purpose of all of this, is to wipe out idolatry, is to reestablish the fact that this God of Israel, the true and living God, the God of heaven, the God of all creation, he is the Lord. He is not an idol. He does not share his glory, his position, his power with idols. He is a jealous God, and consequently, you're going to know that I am the Lord when I set my face against them. And this, of course, was accomplished. This purpose was certainly brought about when God brought this destruction upon Jerusalem and carried his people into captivity and completely purged them of idolatry and any thought of idolatry at that time. When they came back, they knew he was the Lord. They did not have to be reprimanded for this sin of idolatry anymore, because God had sufficiently taught them the lesson, but it was a lesson that was hard learned. And he says in verse 8, "And I will make the land desolate because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord God." They had committed trespass. That was the bad fruits they were bringing forth. They were sinning. They had violated God's will. They had failed to keep their end of the bargain with God. And because of that, he's going to make the land desolate. The land's not going to be this productive land anymore. And it still carries through, I think, with this figure of the vine. It's not bringing forth fruit. The land is desolate, and so he's going to really make the land desolate. That's the way you want to be, unfruitful to me. We'll make it unfruitful. since I'm not getting any benefit out of you, I'm not getting any good out of you like you are, let's just go ahead and really then do the very last thing that you're fit for, and that's to be burned, to be destroyed, to be consumed, to be used as fuel. Now, my friends, we do not want to get ourselves into that position. Let us not become unfruitful to the Lord. Let us not become like a vine that can't be used for any other purpose, and then we stop producing our fruit too, so that the only thing that's left for us is we're just to be used as fuel for the burning. Let's not get in that position. Let us bring forth fruit for God. Let us realize that this one true living God is the God. We're not going to pollute His ways by bringing in any of the traditions of man, any of the idolatrous holdovers from times past, or anything new. We're not going to bring those things in and force God to cohabit with them. We're going to purge them out. We're going to be pure and whole. We're going to bring forth fruit for God, and consequently we're going to be a vine that's going to be productive. We're going to be a vine that it would be a loss to God to burn us, because we're bringing forth good fruit. But when we stop bringing forth fruit, remember there's only one thing left for us, and that is simply to be burned for fuel. So he says, I will make the land desolate because they've committed trespass, saith the Lord God. Let us avoid committing trespasses, for the trespasses are the things that are sins. They're the things that are displeasing to God. So we see how this little short chapter, chapter 15 of Ezekiel, does drive home a good point about the fact that we need to remain a true vine, one that's bringing forth the right kind of fruit, or we're only fit for the burning. And that is precisely what had happened to Jerusalem, and he's explaining to Ezekiel that that is the reason Jerusalem must be destroyed. Now we move into the 16th chapter of Ezekiel. In this chapter, God